Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. Good evening, Philadelphia. How you doing? How you holding up? Joe Torti here, 97.5. The Fanatic Josh Rabick is back behind the glass producing for me. We are taking you up until Flyers hockey and then after the Flyers game as well. So we're going to have what I affectionately call the donut show right here with the Flyers game in the middle. Now, I've had some time to think. I've had some time to reflect. And I don't know that it matters, right? Like, for the players, this is something that I've always thought about. I always wondered how much, you know, post-mortem you do if you're a football team when it's your last game of the year. You know what I mean? I wonder how aggressively you go after the tape and you get into things, right? I would assume from a coaching perspective, it's business as usual, right? Because eventually you're going to run into that team again, you're going to run into that coach again, you're going to run into that player again, and you're going to say, all right, well, I remember in a big spot here, this time, and coaches' memories are so good. I've always been amazed by the memories of athletes and coaches and things like that. People point out Sean McVay having this, like, this photographic memory for every play that he's at. There are a lot of guys like that. If you play at a very high level, like listening to LeBron James recount plays and things like that, listening to everything that coaches say, coaches know. Coaches play really, really stupid for the media all the time. They're always like, oh, I don't know, I have to look at the tape. Every single question that the media asks, oh, on third and six, what were you thinking about this? Immediate recall. Bang. This is exactly what happened. The coaches who come out and say, or they say the wrong play or whatever, those are the anomalies. The ones who say, oh yeah, well, I've got to look at the tape or whatever, I've got to see what happened, check out the coverage, they know exactly what happened. They just know that no reporter is going to go up to them the next day after practice. Hey, by the way, just following up on that question that I had yesterday about how you guys handled that cover too, right? So the coaches are going to absolutely hack this one up. But from a film study perspective, I'm sure there's not much for the players. So as a result, this time of year is kind of turned into clean out time and when you just kind of say goodbye and put a bow on the season. Brandon Graham was hugging every single member of the media who was walking out of the Eagles locker room, just in case you were wondering what was going to happen with Brandon Graham next year. It seems pretty clear. I don't think that he's going to be blindsided by anything. I think it's naive to be like, oh, who knows what could happen with Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham's been a lifelong Eagle. You think if anybody would trust the plans that they might have for Brandon Graham, like if Howie Roseman might consider having a conversation, being like, hey, just so you know, this is what our plan is. What's your plan? We'll feel things out. If there's something that's going to work where we can team up here, you know, great. If not, then so be it. It would be Brandon Graham, one of the longest tenured Eagles right now. He knows what's up. Sal Palantonio asked the most important question of Nick Foles' press conference yesterday when he asked, how important is it to you to return to Philadelphia? And Nick Foles said a lot of nice stuff. What didn't he say? Didn't say, we'll be back, we'll get him next year, I'll be back, it's more important to me to be here than anywhere else. He said, I want to start, I want to lead men. You know who is going to be back and who's not going to be back. What you don't know is who might be back. And I've seen some discussions earlier today regarding what do you do with Golden Tate? What do you do with Ronald Darby? What do you do with Jay Ajayi? What do you do with a lot of these other guys whose futures aren't nearly as, I mean, let's call it what it is, predetermined. They're not nearly as telegraphed as some of these other guys. We can certainly get into what the Eagles should do, the moves that they can make. I find myself at a little bit of a loss, to be honest. I was talking about it with the producers and the bullpen and everything else before the show started, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm not ready to shift gears yet. Like, I'll get there. But, I mean, let's be honest, right? You've got the Eagles in their pursuit of back-to-back Super Bowl titles. That's done. And I said, where do I turn my attention? The Sixers, while undoubtedly entertaining, have been a disappointment for me this year relative to where I expected them to be, and especially after trading for Jimmy Butler. And I've got to be honest with you, with this situation kind of evolving and changing, I'm not necessarily in the, oh, they'll figure it out crowd. I'm in like the pins and needles camp. I'm trying to put myself in Jimmy Butler's shoes, being like, yeah, I'm going to re-sign with this. Okay. All right. I know money talks, but I don't know if it talks that loudly. You got the Flyers, who literally are in the exact opposite camp as the Eagles are. Finally not in quote-unquote win-now mode. They're in the process of evaluating and seeing what you have and maybe trying to see how many games you can lose along the way. And then you've got the Phillies, who are probably the next logical leap, right, to where the attention should go, if for no other reason than the Bryce Harper meeting just happened and the Manny Machado meeting just happened and everything else. And you look at where those two teams respectively, or those two players respectively, could land. Could they be here in Philadelphia? It's just the potential, right? The potential of the Sixers, the future of the Flyers, the potential of the Phillies. I'm not ready to trade in the known commodity that the Eagles were this year, especially down the stretch as they were rounding into form, for this. I don't know how to do it. It's like taking a turn and downshifting from sixth gear to third gear. It's just jarring. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to work through it here. So before I fully turn the page, let's ask one question. Let's find one thing that we need to evaluate here. We did what went wrong yesterday. What's your take on the Eagles season? Success? Failure? Where do they come into it? Were you satisfied? Were you surprised? Is the disappointment? Where is it? We're going to get to that next. 610-632-0975. I want to get to your phone calls here. It's Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. After an amazing first quarter, the Eagles grind to a halt. The Birds let the Saints back in the game as the defensive secondary melts down. Now, what's up for the offseason? We're talking Eagles on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Takes additional all offers on select models with approved credit. 50% off 2018 Cadillac XJS, previous rental, Encore, or Acadia, 24-month lease, $24.95 due at signing. Call 1-800-KERBEG for full details.
Frank Kerbeck gives you huge savings on over 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. 0% financing for 72 months. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP, $50,009. You pay $25.4. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was $53.8. Now $32.6. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $129 per month. New 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia. Only $199 a month. 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Up to 50% off. The smart money buys now. Lease new Buick Encores from $129 per month. Or new GMC Acadias from $199 per month. At FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Hey, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with big news. My long-lost childhood friend, Bob Marino, is back as president of Spring Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region. So what's Spring Garden Lending?
Yeah, Spring Garden Lending is a private lender for real estate investors and developers. We specialize in bridge loans to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance properties to rent or flip in Philly and the suburbs.
So you're a bank?
No. We're faster than a bank and cheaper than alternative lenders.
Like, who's your customer?
A developer who's fed up with bank regs and wants a lender who's professional, experienced, responsive, and fast.
Fast? How fast?
We close a loan in 3 weeks.
Wow. So, all right. So, like, how's business going?
We made $75 million in loans to build or renovate real estate in the last year, Ant.
That's impressive. You heard it here, Philadelphia. Faster than a bank, cheaper than alternative lenders, Spring Garden Lending is hammering it home, helping to grow our neighborhoods. Stay tuned for more from my friend Bob Marino, now at Spring Garden Lending.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, that's me, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. People ask, what does this mean, I Hate Steven Singer? Well, it's mostly other jewelers that hate me. Why? Because we make the best Valentine's Day gift ever. It's a real long-stem American Beauty rose, lavishly and deeply dipped in pure 24-karat gold. And they last forever. Can you imagine a beautiful flower, a real rose that is preserved forever in 24-karat pure gold? Our famous gold-dipped roses start at only $59. They arrive to your door in a magnificent gift box with your own personalized love note. There must be a catch, right? Nope. Free personalized love note, all guaranteed for life, for only $59. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com or call 888-IHateStevenSinger. Visit us at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. If this is your first Steven Singer rose, I suggest the red. If you're a returning collector, check out our newest premium color, only available at IHateStevenSinger.com. This is a gift she'll cherish forever.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez wishing you a happy new year from Window Nation, and there's something to be very happy about this new year. It's Window Nation's triple zero sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for a full year until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's triple zero sale is a triple deal. You'll also get $200 off every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now. And who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for many new years to come. So start this year with Window Nation windows for an inviting, warm, cozy, and comfortable home. But the triple zero sale ends soon, so visit windownation.com today for zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months. On top of that, you'll get $200 off each window with no minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save for new years to come. Call 866-99 Nation or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or shop windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
New Year's resolutions are hard, but the Xfinity New Year New Deal is easy. Waking up the kids after a long winter break? Hard. But using the X1 voice remote to quickly find your favorite Netflix shows? Easy. Committing to a trendy New Year's diet? Hard. But watching the best shows, movies, and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet? Easy. It's the Xfinity New Year New Deal, and it's simple, easy, awesome. Now through February 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV Internet and Voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. DVR service free for a year, and ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment and taxes and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term and DVR promo, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video streaming membership needed to view on X1. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box.
Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's TurnersvilleJeep.com.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti here with you, 97.5, The Fanatic, taking you up until Flyers hockey. Your phone number to join the conversation, 610-632-0975. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's get things started with Jason in Delaware next on The Fanatic. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
Hey, I'm devastated. I'm heartbroken about what happened yesterday. I thought we were going to win that. If you tell me we're going to score 14 points, you know, in the first quarter and not score the rest of the game, I wouldn't believe it. I just want to talk about Jim Schwartz.
Sure.
And not making any type of adjustments throughout the game. After the first quarter, I felt like the Saints had control over the game. You know, it was like a slow kill. I understand. Yeah, we got them, you know, 20 points. That's good against the Saints, but they had control. I mean, the defense was out there for so long. And they were, you could tell that they were getting tired. And he didn't get those guys any help. At least double team Michael Thomas. That was the only guy they were passing it to the whole game. And a little bit of Alvin Kamara. But he didn't make any adjustments. And I don't understand what the thought process is there. And I'm sorry, but I honestly think he needs to go. And, you know, we need somebody that can change it up on the defense a little bit, you know?
Well, I hear you, Jason, and I am not the world's biggest Jim Schwartz fan, especially not right now. But the problem that I have is, like, any time that you're going to give up 20 unanswered points, by definition, that means that you're not answering. So it's like the Saints didn't do it all in one shot. The fact is that the offense did nothing from the first quarter on, and I mean, I lay as much blame with them as anybody else.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug didn't have such a good day yesterday either, you know, just not being able to put, you know, points on the board after that first quarter. You know, you got to do something. But, my final thought, I'm going to miss these guys. A lot of these guys won't be back next year. I hope we have a better season next year. And, you know, I'm still positive. I'm still, you know, positive and hopeful that, you know, we can still compete every year.
That's good, Jason. Thanks for the phone call, man. I hope that's true. I hope that this really is the new norm. But you hit on something that I think is interesting, right? I was talking to, this is interesting because it's two different people that I was talking to. And you're going to ask, why do you associate with these people? But I was talking to one of my buddies who's a Yankees fan and another one of my buddies who's a big time Duke fan. And I said, does it ever get old? Like, it was such a huge deal, and it was a serious question. I said, like, I can't imagine that a championship for you would mean as much to, like, here in Philly when the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Like, it can't possibly. And they both said a variation of this. I said, well, you know, not necessarily in that, like, historically it had never happened before, but there are absolutely teams that you fall in love with. Like, way more than you always root for them, whoever it is, you know, the Yankees, Duke, the Eagles, whatever. But there are always going to be teams where that team wins a championship and they're your favorite team. Or that team doesn't win a championship and you like that team way more than you like any team that actually does win a championship. There's no doubt that this 2-year run of the Eagles, you know, obviously last year's run's going to have a special place in anybody's heart. The fact that this team overcame the adversity that they did, similar actually to last year's team, but maybe a little bit more, considering the schedule that they had to play, all of the key injuries that they had, not saying that it was a cakewalk in the injury department last year. It was a really easy group of guys to fall in love with. I mean, even if this team didn't win the Super Bowl, I think that these couple of years of Eagles teams would be very high on anybody's list of favorite Eagles teams that they watched. So it's going to be an emotional experience to see this team shift and change and things like that. So I know that that's going to be a difficult thing for all of us. I know that it's going to be different names and different faces, but I'm also convinced that at the very least, the framework is in place for this team to be competitive in the near future. And that opens up for more possible favorite teams in the near future here in the next couple of seasons. So looking forward to that. 610-632-0975. A couple of open phone lines. Grab those now. Ron and Media is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Ron?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I don't hear too many people talking about why did we stop running the ball after we were up 14-0. You come out the next drive and you throw the ball down the field at interception. And what happened to Adams? They didn't run him for two games. I don't think he wasn't injured. They just didn't run him.
No, they didn't trust him. They didn't trust him like they trusted Wendell Smallwood and Darren Sproles. They wanted to make it a two-man rotation.
And then they didn't even try to run the ball. It was just pass, 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 pass. We ran the ball what, 4 or 5 times the whole second half.
I'd have to look. I know that it wasn't. I think it was 3 times. Maybe it was 4 by the time that Darren Sproles had that run for no gain right before the Alshon Jeffrey interception. You're right about that. And run-pass balance, Ron, has been something that's plagued this team that didn't plague last year's team. That's why they lost a lot of games.
Especially 14-0.
Yep.
You try to run the ball and then throw when you need a first down or long yardage. This, you know, that's Peterson's Achilles is I want to just throw the ball And in the playoffs, you just can't do it. Just keep throwing.
Yeah, well, Ron, I think you're right about that. Thanks for the phone call. Here's the thing, too, is that I read an article recently that was talking about this, that was talking about how going run on first and second down is like a death sentence. And then they pointed to the Seattle game against Dallas as evidence of that. And I found myself thinking, like, there were so many flaws in the argument that if you run the ball on first down in particular, that you're putting yourself behind the eight ball. Because I'm thinking, that's not taking into account the fact that your offensive line likes to fire forward rather than being back on their heels in pass protection. You want to get those guys involved. You want to involve the physical element to it. You're always better at controlling the clock on the ground than you are through the air. I don't know. Like the idea that running the football is a losing proposition is so ridiculous when you look at all of the teams that won, including the Saints, by the way, and you just looked at the ground dominance that they had. I mean, you can say all you want about, oh, it's a quarterback league, it's a passing league. The teams that run are the teams that win, especially in big games and big spots. Look, you can pass all over the Oakland Raiders or the Miami Dolphins or the Arizona Cardinals or all these dreadful teams, okay? They're not good enough to be able to stop you anyway. When you're playing the cream of the crop, it's literally, once again, a blocking and tackling fundamentals game, and that becomes so much more apparent in the ground game. I thought that when you don't run Josh Adams, which I actually was surprised at, but if they thought that, you know, Wendell Smallwood was running better, which eye test wise, I thought Wendell Smallwood by the end of the season was running better than Josh Adams was. The one thing I just don't get is the Darren Sproles usage. I don't get it. Like, if why couldn't Darren Sproles be getting the pitch that Nelson Agholor got, right? The jet sweep pitch. Like, that seems like it's a tailor-made Darren Sproles play. Why weren't you using him mostly as a wide receiver? Why was he getting carries up the middle, traps and dives and inside zones and all this stuff? Just like straight up the gut. I didn't understand it. And it got frustrating because it wasn't necessarily like hindsight when it was happening. We're like, what are you doing running Darren Sproles up the middle? Those plays are tailor-made for a guy like Josh Adams. I know that he's taller than you'd like a running back to be. I understand that. But, I mean, he runs with some power. He's got some push. I don't know. I just thought that the deployment was a little bit questionable there. And I don't know if it's up to Deuce Staley like everybody says it is. I don't know if it's a Doug Peterson thing. I have no idea. By the way, the 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Jewelers, visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. A lot of things went wrong yesterday. My dad asked me, so what do you think it was? Like, what went wrong? And it was hard for, like, who to blame? Hard to put my finger on one thing because there were so many areas where any one of them, if it goes a different way, we're talking about a different game. When you lose a game by 6 and you had the ball in your drive and you have a chance, I mean, that margin for error is razor thin. It could have been anything. And the Eagles ultimately just did not play well enough to win the game. It sounds like coach speak, but the good teams, the best teams, don't do the stuff that the Eagles do, didn't make the mistakes that the Eagles made. It's frustrating, and I'm totally conflicted because I had this team out after Thanksgiving. And then for them to get back in, win a playoff game against a really good Bears team, and to lose that game like that when it looked like they were in control, it's a roller coaster ride. You almost don't know how to feel. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Jim in South Jersey next on the Fanatic. Hey, Jim.
Hello?
Hey, Jim. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Big-time listener, first-time caller. So
thanks.
I just want to appreciate it. So I just wanted to bring up a fact you kind of brought up to say that winning teams are running the football. And I kind of agree with you, and I kind of don't. So, like, if you look at the Rams, they're one of the teams that are doing it. But if you look at the other teams, the Patriots, you look at the Chiefs, and even the Saints last night, they ran the ball a decent amount, but their passing is what killed us. I mean, Thomas with 180-something yards. Kamara broke down the field. I mean, the one penalty, their backup quarterback almost threw a touchdown, too. So I see what you're saying there, but I kind of think that the passing game is. And now I do think we need to balance it out a little bit better, but I think you can win some games with passing the ball more than running, in my opinion. So I just wanted to see how you thought about that.
Well, I'm not asking to run the ball more than passing, but let's look at it this way, right? The Eagles called 31 pass plays and 16 runs. Contrast that with the fact that New Orleans called 31 run plays. New England, who had 130-yard rusher in Sony Michel, he had 24 carries. They had 34 rushing plays. The Rams had 48 rushing plays. Like you said, that's an anomaly. They ran the ball a ton, but still. And then you got the Chiefs that ran it 33 times. Eagles aren't even close. They're not even close to any of those teams.
Yeah, yeah, they're not. They definitely need to bring a better mix in there, for sure, which I hope they focus on this offseason, pulling in somebody. They can take a little bit of the workload off and then get a little bit of a rotation there to help balance that out a little bit as well. So that's something they need to definitely do.
Sure. Yeah, I'm with you there, Jim. And do you think, here's my question though, do you think it's a personnel issue where they like don't have running backs that they're confident in? Or do you see it as being like a Doug Peterson issue where run pass balance is going to be one of his bugaboos here?
I want to say it's a little bit of both. I think you got some talent, but with Sproles being a little old, Adams is kind of like not trustable with the football yet, and it's kind of up in the air. And then I do think that Doug needs to kind of sit down with personnel and kind of take a look at those stats. And you know, looking at the point that you just proved, and that the teams that are winning have ran the ball double the amount of times that we have. So that's saying something. It's not like it's one team that did it. You know, three other teams that are still playing, or four other teams are still playing, ran the ball more than us, more than half. So I think it is a little mixture of both, but, I'm just happy to see kind of where they went this year. I was kind of up and down with everything, and you know, ending the game on a drop pass on a guy who only dropped about three balls all year is kind of, you know, kind of heartbreaking. But hey, I'm excited for next year and see what's to come. So,
Jim, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. It's, you know, it was a fun ride. That much is true. It was absolutely a fun ride. Look, from a talent perspective, I'm sorry. I know that the Rams have had Todd Gurley. The star of the show was C.J. Anderson, who literally couldn't stick on a team. Damian Williams, none of you knew who he was 4 weeks ago. Before the Spencer Ware injury, no one had any clue, and the Chiefs just keep on humming. Sony Michel has been a total disappointment from a health perspective and a burst perspective up until the last couple weeks. Maybe he's just gotten healthy, but he was a total monster for New England. And then, of course, you looked at New Orleans. We talked about Kamara and Ingram and what they've done. Those two, you know, the Saints actually ran it the least, but Kamara still had 16 carries. Ingram had 9 carries. I don't know. Just for comparison's sake, let's look at the teams that lost. The Colts, this might not be fair because the Colts were never in the game to begin with, but Colts ran it 14 times. Dallas ran it 22 times. The Chargers ran it 10 times, which that's malpractice. But once again, New England was running them out too. And then the Eagles 16 times. It's not enough. It's not enough. And this Eagles game was close. The Dallas and Rams game was close. It has nothing to do with blowouts versus non-blow. It's just the numbers. If you run the ball and you try to run the ball, you win. That's it. We're going to take more of your phone calls next. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. The defense of the Super Bowl title has come up short as the Eagles lose in New Orleans to the Saints in heartbreak fashion. The wild ride has ended. We're talking Eagles. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300. Jeeps cheap.
Hello.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah. Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach. Tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach.
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, Gates. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
Hello.
It's Barbera's first sale of the year.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or tax debt? If so, you have a big problem. The government shutdown won't stop the IRS from coming after you. You need help now. I'm Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. We are a local firm specializing in tax resolution services. Don't fall into the trap of waiting for the IRS or state to take action. There's no better time to address your tax problems than right now, on your terms. Call Strategic Tax Resolution at 484-915-3100. April 15th will be here before you know it. The time to act is now. We have access to special government programs that can defer payments and allow settlement based on your ability to pay. For qualifying taxpayers, we have reduced their tax debt by more than 90%. Imagine how you'd feel. Call us now for a free consultation and to find your best resolution. You can't afford to wait. Call Strategic Tax Resolution at 484-915-3100 and ask for me, Greg Talbot. 484-915-3100. Get relief.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. I did it. I finally invented the perfect deal. KFC's famous bowls are now just $3. That's a whole pound of a good deal. Do you like mashed potatoes and gravy? How about potatoes and gravy and corn? Or mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken? Maybe even mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken and cheese. You do? Well, you can get a whole pound of it together in a bowl for just $3. Or try it spicy. What a time to be alive! KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. Signature flavor charge may apply.
G, 48 monthly, 4900. Do it. Sign stock number 1080400. Ram, 8499 down. 10,000 miles per year. Tax and tax addition. Includes all rebates and incentives. Offers end 1/31/2019.
Jeeps? Jeep? That's the easy part. But you get so much more at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Spirit is family-owned and operated and has been the Delaware Valley's preferred automotive destination for over 27 years and counting. This month at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, save up to $12,000 on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in stock. Buy with no money down and take advantage of the best financing regardless of your credit. At Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, rates start at 0% with terms up to 84 months. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited or redesign 2019 Ram 1500 for as low as $199 per month. Only at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is minutes from all bridges in beautiful Sweetsboro, New Jersey. Plan your visit online at SpiritChryslerDodgeJeep.com. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're selling excitement. Spirit.
Let's go!
For Zeta and Trey in the morning. Listen. Listen. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti, 97.5, The Fanatic, taking you up to Flyers hockey. Want to get your reaction on the Eagles, because I think our last caller kind of summed it up in terms of where my mind is. Like, I'm disappointed the season's over, but then I'm happy that they made it as far as they did.
But then I'm disappointed because I thought that they were going to be a better team all season. Like, it was an insane roller coaster ride. So where do you come down on this season? What do you think of it? When you're going to look back on this season in 3 months or 4 months, what are you going to think about it? And also, what are the next steps for the Eagles? Let's go to Sam in Burlington next on The Fanatic. Good evening, Sam.
How you doing, man?
Doing great, thanks.
All right, so I want to talk about the game. That was just atrocious. Like, you're winning 14-0 against a juggernaut offense, and you if you think about it, it's two touchdowns each, right? We both get two touchdowns, they get two field goals. Our defense did the job, right? So what I'm saying is, like, past the first quarter, you can't just stop playing, you know?
I agree.
It was really like the interception that really just put them down, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you also can't be giving up, like, third down and 16, too. It's not just one side or the other.
And if you think about it, that's something that they couldn't do all season. They lost the game to the Panthers. They lost the Titans on a 4th-and-16, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something that you just can't let up. And so that's just – it's just, like, atrocious. I just can't even, man.
Yeah, well, that's brutal. But see, the problem is, Sam, that every time I want to get really mad about the game, and I can, then I look back and think, well, like, this team probably should have even been here in the first place.
Well, yeah, shouldn't even been in the playoffs. But then when you think about it, like, they're running the ball, but why are you running Darren Sproles up the middle? He's not a power back. You gotta run those little out jogs to the right or to the left, you know?
Yeah, well, I would think so, but they've been committed to running Darren Sproles up the middle all year. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking. And it's like, when they run the ball, you can predict. It's like an Andy Reid spreadsheet. You can predict the whole game. And you run the ball up the middle with Darren Sproles, and it's just not getting you anywhere. And what I'm thinking is, like, okay, we could take this season. We can, like, I guess, be happy enough that we made it that far. But it's kind of hard to be happy because that's a winnable game against a Saints team that obliterated us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know. And thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. I think that you make some good points there about why, you know, it stings so much. And that's it perfectly sums it up. I saw the line, and I thought there's no way that the Eagles are going to lose by 8. There's just no way. And they kept it close the entire time. When they were up by 14, Eagles bettors, and, you know, I'm no genius, Eagles bettors had to be sitting there thinking, all right, things are going pretty well right now. I don't know if the team took the foot off the gas pedal. I mean, look, that Saints drive they went on, that 19-play drive, was one of the more impressive drives that I've seen this season. But that's not a 20-point drive. And that's what I keep going after. Like, oh, yeah, the Saints just took control. They took momentum and everything else. Yeah, but they didn't get it all on that drive. The fact is that the defense ran out of gas on that drive, and then the offense wasn't able to sustain on the next drive, which was crucial. I said it during the in-game show with Tyler Zuli and Pat Egan. I said, this has to be a drive. Doesn't even matter if they don't score. It could be a missed field goal, but if you're sending the defense out there in 5 plays, this is going to be really, really bad, and they couldn't sustain. That's kind of where things slid sideways. I pointed out the turning point being, you know, the fake punt, but you look at the interception, you look at the fact that the Eagles couldn't get a stop despite the fact that there were 3 offensive Saints penalties on that 19-play drive. I mean, sheesh. It's the offense's fault, don't get me wrong, but the defense is to blame too. There's no doubt about that. Let's go to Doug in Pensauken next on The Fanatic. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, at first I was taking this loss in stride, you know. I thought it was a good, you know, season and all. And having a Super Bowl now makes it kind of easier. But the more I've sat on it, the more I've thought about it, I get infuriated because I just think back to Jim Schwartz and I think back to the Tennessee game, the Carolina game, the Minnesota game, and one of those Dallas games. If you win those 4 games, we're division champs in a different seat, it totally changes our outcome.
Totally.
It totally changes the playoff bracket, and it's just infuriating because if you want to sell this season, this is a season of missed opportunities, bottom line. J.H.I. being hurt, everything just melted. It was a snowball, and to their credit, yeah, they still went to the playoffs. They won a playoff game, but, man, like it's so hard to win this league, and your window's closing, and this next draft needs to be 100% on the button, and they need to make a good deal for Foles, or we're not going to even sniff the postseason probably for next year.
You don't now. Why is that, Doug? Do you think they're losing that much, that many free agents? I'm actually confident in their ability to get back.
Well, I'm just concerned about Carson Wentz. I mean, you see a totally different play calling with Carson Wentz as opposed to Nick Foles. Nick Foles, the play calling is simplified for him.
Sure.
Not a shot at Nick Foles. That's just saying it's just easier. It's just a simple play game. Carson Wentz is a very dynamic player, but he tries to do too much. And I'm concerned he's going to hurt himself again. And then we have to rely on Nate Sudfeld next year. That's my biggest fear going into next season.
Okay. Well, thanks for the phone call, Doug. Coincidentally enough, I think it's going to be a big Doug offseason. I think that Doug Peterson deserves the lion's share, like more than anybody else, for the Super Bowl last year. He deserves the most credit. In order to get back there, he needs to do a better job with Carson Wentz. And I know that Wentz is hurt, and that contributes to a lot of it in terms of what he's not able to do physically. I think that was apparent, and as soon as it turned out that he had an injury, a lot of things started falling into place, and we said, oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense. But Doug Peterson, this has to be a big learning offseason for him, or else this team's never going to reach the potential that they have. And that's the big thing that I'm looking out for. Let's go to Colin and Manioc next on the Fanatic. Hey, Colin.
Hey, Joe. How are you, man?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yesterday was obviously frustrating, but I feel like a lot of people are putting the blame on like the wrong things. To me, the turning point of the game was absolutely the Brandon Brooks injury. The offense was absolutely rolling prior to that injury. Mm-hmm. And as soon as Brandon Brooks went down, the entire line seemed out of sync. Nick had no time. And more than anything, we just couldn't run the ball. And that's obviously something that needs to be addressed through personnel. But I thought the Brandon Brooks injury was absolutely the biggest thing that switched the game up yesterday.
It's true. I mean, it's not that the protection breakdowns were super apparent, but they just weren't as cohesive as they were when he was in the game. So, I mean, you're right about that. That's a weird coincidence if the team just happened to start playing so badly after his injury. You're right about that.
Absolutely. And I thought the one other thing, too, that a lot of people are putting blame on was the running a play before the two-minute warning. Honestly, that was the first drive that we had actually put together a string of offensive plays that looked cohesive. And I honestly think that Doug's thought process was, hey, if we're moving the ball, let's move the ball. We can't take our foot off the gas.
Well, you heard his explanation, too. He said we got a look that we like. We ran that play two plays ago. We just ran it to somebody else, and we got a look that we like, so we did it again. I have no problem with it. I've been defending that for two straight days.
And Alshon makes that play, and we're in perfect position. And I don't want to hear about giving the ball back to Drew Brees with too much time. We had it. Mounted a drive since basically the first quarter. So I don't think we can pick and choose whether or not we want to score the ball at that point.
Right. You're down six. You're not down two. You're absolutely right, Colin. You're absolutely right, and that's the problem. Let's get Matt in Downingtown up next on the Fanatic. Hey, Matt.
Hi. I mean, I have to definitely agree with the previous caller, definitely on the Brandon Brooks injury. I remember the Fox reporter on the sideline, he was mentioning right after that one, like Michael Bennett, Fletcher Cox. I mean, they came back into the game, but it was just like a, dominoes, falling down one after the other. And right. I just think that it just didn't work. I mean, I'm hoping that he's able to recover in time. Probably not going to be able to come back in the beginning of the season, but definitely key points you mentioned earlier in the show is that possibly maybe getting a good running back either through the draft or through free agency. Possibly maybe getting something in the secondary as well. So, I mean, this is definitely the type of, players that we need to, help this team, become better for next season. But very disappointing.
Yeah, it is, Matt. It is disappointing. Thanks for the phone call, man. I'm sorry I got to run here. I'm up against the Flyers game. But, yep, I agree with a lot of what you said. I don't know necessarily. I've never thought the top flight running backs were super important just because running backs are as good as they've ever been right now in college. I think that you get versatile guys who do Doug Peterson things, running the ball, catching the ball, pass blocking. I think it's possible to find those guys. But a talent infusion in the secondary, in the offensive backfield, it's all going to be necessary. Thank you to everybody who called and tweeted in. Thank you to my co-hosts for the first hour of the show. Thanks to Josh Rabick for producing. Stick around because we've got Flyers hockey playing the Minnesota Wild, and then I'll be on after the game until midnight. So until then, I will talk to you later. This has been Joe Torti. By the way, just bear in mind, as you're watching the Flyers game or you're listening to the Flyers game here on the Fanatic, just think about it. Lose for Hughes or win a game. Either way, it's good. Joe Torti, 97.5, the Fanatic.
Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you, 97.5. The Fanatic is the Flyers dispatched the Minnesota Wild by a score of 7-4, set their season high in goals. Like I said, something good's going to happen. Either you lose for Hughes or the Flyers win. James Van Riemsdyk gets the hat trick, his first hat trick since his return to Philadelphia. Congratulations to JVR. And the team comes up with a win that should stave off the Flyer rage for at least one more 24-hour period. So, if you want to react to that game, absolutely you can. Phone lines are open tonight, 610-632-0975. But, of course, we're still in the exit interview stage when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, that's going to dominate a lot of the conversation tonight, I'm sure, as the Birds look to move forward after their season and see what kind of moves, what kind of alterations need to be made to the roster. I've got some ideas. I'm sure that you do, too. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to climb in. Let's get it going right away with Billy J in Philly to lead things off. What's happening, Billy J?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm all right, man. You know, I just want to say I hope everyone's happy. You know, we're going to define Nick Foles and what he's done on a drop pitch from Alshon Jeffrey. And we're going to move on with Carson Wentz, who's going to be the new Robert Griffin Jr. of this league. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
So what's the alternative? What should you do instead, Billy J?
Listen, man, I'm not going to... If Alshon catches that ball, we're having a different conversation today. And that's why it's hard for me to let Nick go over a drop pass. In which
You're assuming, though, that the conversation changes if he makes the catch.
It would be a different conversation.
Not for the team. For us, maybe. But the team's already made their mind up.
Right. You know, and I just, you know, I'm thinking with my heart. You know, I hate to see Nick leave. And I'm not confident. I'm sorry, I'm just not confident in Carson Wentz moving forward. I'm not confident that he's not going to continue not to get injured. I'm just not.
And I hear you, man. But you know what, to be fair to Wentz, Foles has been injured too. I mean, Foles never finished a 16-game season either.
No, he hasn't, but it wasn't like his injuries aren't as bad as what Carson Wentz has suffered. It's hard to come back and be the same player after the LCL and ACL tear, and that's what's really concerning to me.
I got you. I understand, Billy J. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. I understand. A broken collarbone's no joke either, for the record. And you know, broken hand and stuff like that. I know that it's not the same, but I don't know. I think they're going to be fine with Wentz. I really do. I think it's the right move. I don't think, by the way, I don't think anybody blames Nick Foles for the loss last night. I think Foles played fine. There are plenty of other areas where you could point to. Was Foles great yesterday? No, he wasn't. But I don't think that you say, wow, they would have won the game if it weren't for Nick Foles. I don't think people would say that. 610-632-0975. Chase and Philly's up next on the Fanatic. Good evening, Chase. How are you?
Joe, Torti, how you doing tonight, sir?
Doing great. How are you, man?
I am leaving the Flyers game a happy man. I'm not going to lie, Joe. I pulled up to the Wells Fargo Center and think, okay, I have a box of Kleenex. I can see the link. This probably won't go very well. And I left, threw the Kleenex out the window, respectfully. Didn't litter. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
It just they looked like a hockey team tonight. I watched this game, and I thought I was watching a professional hockey game. And you know what else, Joe? I'm going to hang up after this, but is there a doom and gloom cloud over our city? Like, there's a cloud of sadness that covers this city of Philadelphia.
You mean right now, like permanently, or just for the next couple days?
I call. There's always someone who's like, "Hey, Joe, did you hear the Eagles lost yesterday? Let's talk more about that." Listen, I'm just as heartbroken as the next guy, but we have to move on. Let's be happy the Flyers won. If you don't like hockey, yo, listen, Papa John's is half off tomorrow. Be happy about that. Joe, have a good night to you, sir.
Chase, well said, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, you're right about that. Might not be a hockey fan. You might want one of them to lose for Hughes. You can drown your sorrows in pizza. There's no problem with that. That was one of the best surprises getting home last night. I behaved myself. I stayed away from the chocolate chip Pop-Tarts that are in the vending machine here. Stayed away. As a result, I'm starving. I get home. My wife secretly ordered pizza. Didn't tell me. Left it out on the island for me. Huge move. No, I don't know if there's a negative cloud. I don't know if there's, you know, a cloud is set. Look, it just sucks. Like, it's terrible when football is over. And especially, it might make it worse. It's the second funeral for this team. We had a funeral around the start of December, and we thought that the season was over. And then gradually they pulled their way up the standings and therefore pulled us back into paying attention to them. And then to see it, you know, go down like that, where they were driving, it was so sudden and so abrupt. It goes through Alshon Jeffrey's hands and it ends up being an interception. It's tough to swallow. It really is. It's a tough, bitter pill. So I think that's why we're going to take a little bit of time on this one. It's not going to be forever. It's not going to be months or anything like that, but it does take a little something to get over this one. I'm not going to be dramatic and say that it's the end of an era, but certainly, you know, the equivalent of the end of a time period. You know, the Brandon Graham era, the Nick Foles era. I mean, there's some cool stuff that those two guys alone did for the city. I mean, they were the two heroes of the Super Bowl last year, along with Alshon Jeffrey and Corey Clement and a million other people. The team's just going to look different. Just going to look different than it was, and I think that contributes as well. 610-632-0975. During the game, you might have missed it. The 8 o'clock hour was brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. So let's talk about the moves. Let's talk about the Eagles' potential free agents. Let's talk about who could potentially be moving on, right? Because there's one guy that's not a free agent that I have questions about whether he'll be back. So standard issue unrestricted free agents, right? Brandon Graham, Golden Tate, Nick Foles has that mutual option. Ronald Darby, there's a lot of these guys you'd say, yeah, probably not coming back. It'd be nice to have Brandon Graham back. Don't expect that. Golden Tate's going to get mega paid. Don't expect that. Mike Wallace, maybe, but does he have anything? You know, they obviously expected him to return from injury. He wasn't able to do that. Haloti Ngata, is he even going to return to the NFL after this? Chance Warmack, no thank you. Wow, I was wrong about that signing. I thought that was going to be a good depth signing for them in offensive line. Nope, didn't do anything. Chris Long, it's a coin flip whether he's going to return or not. Chris Maragos, you're likely never going to see him in an Eagles uniform ever again. Corey Graham, my gut tells me that you're not going to see him again, but who knows? Darren Sproles has to make a determination about retiring. Ronald Darby. Paul Warlow. Richard, there's a lot of these guys where you say, yeah, probably not. Jordan Hicks is one that's kind of interesting. Jay Ajayi is one that's kind of interesting. And we can do stay or go with a lot of these guys over the course of the show this evening. But I wanted to ask about a different player. Nelson Agholor is due $9+ million next year as part of his fifth-year option. And I know Jordan Matthews is a free agent. I know Golden Tate's a free agent. I know that they don't have a whole lot there. But I've got to ask this question, right? is that worth $9 million to you? Is what Nelson Agholor has done worth $9 million on the cap next year? It's hard for me to say. And by the way, he's not going to command close to that. In my ideal world, the Eagles say, no, thank you. We're going to release you and then try to bring you back. Because it's really not a great free agent wide receiver class, but he's not head and shoulders above the guys who are going to be free agents. I think you could get Nelson Agholor at a discounted rate. But right now, that could be a surprise cut for, you know, when people say, oh, yeah, we've released Nelson Agholor, people might raise some eyebrows. I expect that to happen because $9 million for Agholor, for what he gives you, I'd be surprised if that actually ended up taking place next year. Now, maybe, you know, with their quarterback money lifted from Nick Foles, you know, he's not commanding as big a cap hit. Whoever your backup quarterback's going to be, Nate Sudfeld, for instance, isn't going to have as large a cap hit. But I think that that's a way that you can find some space. If you save, whatever, $6 million on Nelson Agholor next year, I think that that would make a big difference for them. And now the key is going to be figuring out, you know, are they actually going to try to be this draft and develop team? It hasn't worked out well so far. The Howie Roseman, Joe Douglas era has gotten off to kind of a skidding start in terms of rebuilding the team. But I still think that that's probably the way to go. You've got to try to prioritize that more than just going shopping in free agency. Oftentimes, and not all the time, but oftentimes you look and there's a reason that guys get to free agency. Most of the time, players that, you know, are absolutely indispensable, aren't headaches, aren't injured, are young enough, typically those guys don't make it to free agency. And so when you look at it and you say, all right, these guys don't necessarily check all of the boxes, that's why free agency is usually, in my opinion, and the opinion of a lot of people I know who are executives who look at this kind of stuff, say it's more of a Band-Aid. It's how you plug gaps. It's how you fill in what you don't accomplish through the draft and through natural player development with guys on your own roster and everything else. I don't want to see them go on a free agent spending spree. I just think that's bad business. I've seen that movie before with the Eagles. It doesn't end well for Philadelphia. Now, trades, I'm open to trades. And the draft is fine with me, but, you know, free agency, I would urge a little bit of caution when you go into free agency, just looking to spend all willy-nilly. We have open phone lines now, 610-632-0975. Let's talk about Nick Foles really quickly here. Because I mean what I said to our first caller, Billy J., who was talking about how he hates the fact that the narrative on Nick Foles changes because Alshon Jeffrey, you know, drops the ball. I think that that's almost insulting to the intelligence of Philadelphia fans. Like, Eagles fans watch the game too. They know that Foles put the ball on the money. They know that Foles was, you know, granted that I say driving them down, you know, had a 16-yard pass to Zach Ertz and then a 15-yard penalty after a missed 52-yard field goal. So it's not like he was carving him up. But that throws on the money, and Alshon Jeffrey just dropped it. So if Jeffrey doesn't drop it, there's a great chance the Eagles win that game. I don't think that because the Eagles lost, anyone discounts what Foles did or even puts it on Foles exclusively. Because there have been very few games, and they stick out, they're legendary. The New England game, the Minnesota game, where Nick Foles was absolutely perfect. No, I would say that most Nick Foles comeback games looked a lot like this one, where Nick Foles was imperfect for three quarters, and then in the fourth quarter was dialed in, was able to get the job done, and the Eagles were able to win the game. The only thing that didn't happen there in this particular case was that the Eagles weren't able to get the ball in the end zone. I don't think that that's something that people put on Nick Foles when Alshon Jeffrey should have caught that ball. I just don't. So hats off to Nick Foles for not just this season, but for everything that he's done in an Eagles uniform since he's returned. But I don't know that there's a real narrative shift. I don't know that anything's changed. I mean, the team has always said that it's Carson's team. You know, and I used to think, before I heard Nick Foles talking about it openly with reporters, I used to think that there was a possibility for those guys to coexist next year, too, in a pinch, in the event that they weren't able to find the deal that they wanted for Nick Foles or anything else. But Foles has come out and said that he wants to be a starter. He wants to run a team. He wants to lead a locker room. And so now, the Eagles' hands are kind of forced. But there was never going to be a scenario with this team, barring Carson Wentz's injury, and like barring his health or anything like that, right? If he's healthy, there's no scenario where Nick Foles is the starting quarterback of this team. That's what Doug Peterson said. You know, I'm sure that if you asked Howie Roseman, that's what Howie would say, unless he would deflect it to Doug. And there's a lot of different people that you could ask. And, you know, it's frustrating, I know, for a lot of people who are bigger Nick Foles fans than they are Carson Wentz fans. But this is kind of always the way that it was going to go. So that's why even like the people who were saying, oh, it's so ridiculous that Nick Foles could be considered a starting quarterback. And so if any of you out there, because I know that some of you exist, had even the slightest amount of relief or happiness when that ball bounced into the hands of Marshawn Lattimore and the game was over, it was ridiculous. You had nothing to fear. Nick Foles could have won this game and your quarterback plan of the future wouldn't have been threatened. I've got a lot of questions over the last couple of weeks here, and really the last month, about how fandom has formed here. The fact that the Eagles have kind of gone by the wayside as Team Wentz and Team Foles line up against each other, I don't know. But maybe now that the dust is settled, we can like sit back and settle back into being Eagles fans. That's all I'm looking for here. 610-632-0975. You can catch up with the show on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Jordan and Cherry Hill next on The Fanatic. Hey, Jordan.
What's up, Joe?
How you doing, man?
Good. I just wanted to talk about the difference between last year and this year. I just felt like the ball really didn't bounce our way this year as much as it did last year. Last year, 11-2, a lot go right. Carson Wentz throws a touchdown on a torn ACL. And that pick that should have been to Keanu Neal.
Goes off his knee to Torrey Smith.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? If that never happens, if he picks that, we might never win a Super Bowl.
True. You might be right.
So I wanted to talk about that. And then I thought four plays from yesterday that just didn't bounce our way that kind of summarized the whole season. You know, the Brandon Graham, he couldn't pick up that ball, mm-hmm. ended up having a punt. I just felt like over the course of the year, the ball really didn't bounce our way. And I guess it really showed to me how hard it is to win a Super Bowl and how many things have to go your way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, a lot. Jordan, if you look back at last year, and not just in the playoffs, even in the regular season, the number of things that just went right for the Eagles was astounding. It was amazing. And so that's what leads people, the haters, to come and be like, they're lucky. You know, you put yourself in position to get lucky, but those same things kind of went against the Eagles against the Saints yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. And that's one thing that I look at the Patriots at, is people underestimate. It's not that easy to do. The Patriots have been to eight straight conference championships.
Yeah, I think Brady's missed one in the. Thanks, Jordan. Has missed one in his healthy seasons as the Patriots' starting quarterback. I mean, that alone is one of the most ridiculous football stats that you'll ever hear. I mean, let me give it the proper respect because. You know, it's one thing for me to say, oh, he's done it a lot. Let me find the exact statistic of Tom Brady in the AFC championships. It is 8 in a row. Oh, where was this? I'll take the break to find it because I want to share this with you. It's mind-boggling. If it's going to be the new norm, I'm totally fine with it being the new norm. But there is some work to be done in terms of living up to that standard. I want to get your thoughts on this, too. 610-632-0975. The offseason's here sooner than we wanted it to be and sooner than we expected it to be. Where do the Eagles go from here? Who do you want to see return? Who are some players that you could see or positions that you'd like to see shored up? We're going to get into all that because, you know, it's getting to be the time. We can still hash out the Saints game. It's not too soon. But, you know, we're approaching 2 days out now. It's almost time for us to move on and turn the page. It's the Joe Torty Show. I'm taking you up until midnight. Keep it locked right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. An amazing first quarter, but then a Foles interception, injuries, and a fake New Orleans punt saps the energy from the Eagles. And a season that bounced back and into the playoffs is now over. We are listening to your reactions on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. The new year is a time to start fresh, and nothing says fresh like that new car smell. Right now, save up to 30% off MSRP on your new vehicle. Choose from Wrangler, Compass Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram Truck during the Owner Appreciation Month sales event at TurnersvilleJeep.com. I was just down there and saw over 1,000 reliable new and pre-owned 4x4 Jeeps and Ram Trucks that could be yours with up to 30% off MSRP. Stop in and meet my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com and see why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Rabbit 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP 25,575. Selling price 30% discount at 17,902 plus taxes and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 131.92.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or tax debt? If so, you have a big problem. The government shutdown won't stop the IRS from coming after you. You need help now. I'm Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. We are a local firm specializing in tax resolution services. Don't fall into the trap of waiting for the IRS or state to take action. There's no better time to address your tax problems than right now, on your terms. Call Strategic Tax Resolution at 484-915-3100. April 15th will be here before you know it. The time to act is now. We have access to special government programs that can defer payments and allow settlement based on your ability to pay. For qualifying taxpayers, we have reduced their tax debt by more than 90%. Imagine how you'd feel. Call us now for a free consultation and to find your best resolution. You can't afford to wait. Call Strategic Tax Resolution at 484-915-3100 and ask for me, Greg Talbot. 484-915-3100. Get relief.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction. Oh. You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is Natalie to tell you about the Bear mattress that has changed my life. The Bear mattress is clinically proven to promote a more restful sleep, aid in quicker muscle recovery, and help you wake up with more energy. With the Bear mattress, I sleep better and recover faster. 10,000, yes, 10,000 reviews online with a 4.8 out of 5 average rating. Awarded Sports Illustrated's Best Mattress for Athletes. Get your Bear mattress online today at bearmattress.com. That's B-E-A-R mattress.com. Bear mattresses, recover from your day every night.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can save on the tools and supplies they trust to get the job done. Come in today for our Pro Stock Up and Save event and get 15% off all Lennox tools and accessories. Then save on your next job with 15% off select plumbing and electrical products, including push fittings, supply lines, and shutoff valves. But hurry, these deals are for one day only. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offers N114. While supplies last, U.S. only.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's what, man.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's cold and flu season again. Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
Don't worry. Clorox disinfecting wipes kill 99.9% of germs and help keep the memories going even through the sneezy months. Stock up on Clorox disinfecting wipes today for a clean and healthy home during cold and flu season. Clorox. Clean is the beginning. What comes next is everything. Use as directed on hard, non-porous surfaces.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one. Our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up, the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
Takes and takes additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 50% off 2018 Cadillac XJS, previous rental, Encore, or Acadia. 24-month lease, $24.95. Due at signing, call 1-800-KERBEG for full details.
Frank Kerbeck gives you huge savings on over 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. 0% financing for 72 months. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP, $50,009. You pay $25.4. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was $53.8. Now $32.6. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $129 per month. New 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia. Only $199 a month. 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs up to 50% off. The smart money buys now. Lease new Buick Encores from $129 per month or new GMC Acadias from $199 per month at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
97.5 The Fanatics, Farsetta, and Trey are hosting Super Whole Weekend, Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. That day's entertainment will be powered by All Around Entertainment, Philly's premier entertainment company serving the tri-state area. Find them at allaroundentertainment.com or at 215-354-0124. A Missinelli station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Okay, welcome back. Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Two stats for you before we get back to phones. I was originally only going to give you the one, but they're both so ridiculous about how Tom Brady is lapping the field in the greatest ever conversation. It's so ridiculous that you need to hear both of these. By the way, open phone line, 610-632-0975. This is from Albert Breer. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has now made the playoffs in 16 of the 17 full seasons he's played. In 13 of those 16 playoff trips, he's made it to the AFC title game. That's full-on ridiculous. Now here's another one. And once again, bear in mind, he's made the playoffs 16 out of 17 full years. Of those 16, he's made it to the AFC Championship game 13 times. One more ridiculous stat. Think of all of the best winners in NFL history. Just think about them. Think about Joe Montana. Think about Terry Bradshaw. Think about all of the best winners in NFL history. Tom Brady now has more playoff wins than any other quarterback in NFL history has playoff starts. He's won more games than anyone else has starts. If this is the new norm, I'm down with that, but we've got some work to do, friends. Crazy stuff from Brady. Let's go to Mark and Camden next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Doing okay.
First of all, I think that Patriots stat is overrated because they get 6 wins from the gate anyway in the division.
So they really well, they get 5. Like the they get 5. They can't win in Miami. You know that.
Well, that's once in every other year or something like that. So you already get healthy by the time the playoffs come, while we always get battle tested in our division. So you got to factor that in, too.
I do. That's true.
The stat I want to say is this about the Eagles. I love Nicky Sixx. But people forget that Wentz, when he was healthy, he was on the MVP mode.
Correct.
You know what I mean? People miss that. And I think, you know, the only guy I would consider a sign would be Jordan Hicks. Everybody else I'll let walk. They need to change a little philosophy. They got to stop doing this patchwork running back thing. You need to get a legit running back. I'm all in to get Kareem Hunt, to bring Kareem Hunt in, a young running back. Give him a chance here. He can catch out of the backfield. I know we got to go through all that other thing, but they need to get a legit running back, start fresh, start young. You know, it was good to have the Jason Pierce and everything. We do appreciate that, but it's time to move on and start young and change the philosophy and start running, and maybe our quarterbacks won't get hurt.
I think you're right about the run game needing a boost, Mark. I think you're absolutely right about that. But let me ask you this. Why a guy like Kareem Hunt instead of like a Le'Veon Bell or some of these other guys out there?
I just think Kareem is young with Carson Wentz. Kareem don't seem to bring the attitude that Le'Veon, you know, Le'Veon is a little selfish. And this team is like sort of like a family situation. And I think being as though that Kareem was around Andy Reid and Peterson had that Andy Reid feel, he's already considered, you know, like Kansas City, Philly. It's like a vibe, family vibe thing. So you really don't want to touch a Le'Veon Bell because of the attitude. You don't want to destroy the chemistry.
Well, it's hard for me to say that Kareem Hunt's attitude is great. You know, I mean, based on why he's not with the Chiefs anymore.
Yeah, well, but that one thing, but before that, you didn't hear anything. He was a good team guy.
That's true.
You didn't hear anything to that situation.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks for the phone call, Mark. You didn't, except the problem is that, like, after that whole thing came out, you know what happens after that. They're like, by the way, there was this police report that was filed here that was buried. And by the way, there was this other incident. And then all of a sudden you find out, wow, dating back to Toledo, there was some other stuff. I don't know. I don't need that. I don't need Kareem Hunt. Here's why, right? It has nothing to do with Kareem Hunt in terms of what I think he can do. It's that I think running backs now are so freaking good in the NFL coming from college. Like, I look at Georgia, right? Georgia has a million. Do you know that at one point in the backfield, this is true, at one point in the backfield, it was Todd Gurley and Sony Michel and Nick Chubb at one point. Okay, there are dudes out there that you just find one of these. You know how, like, you go to Wisconsin anytime you need, like, a guard? You're like, oh, man, our team needs a guard. Hey, I don't care who Wisconsin has. Throw that dart. I don't need to see the tape. That's fine. Whoever Wisconsin has is a guard. I'm cool with that. You need a corner or a defensive back. Whoever LSU has, I don't need his name. I don't know. I need to know what he does. LSU, defensive backs, you. Or if you want to go to Alabama or whatever. Wide receivers, Clemson. Okay. You find a school that has the backs. You stay away from Alabama. That whole thing's a mess. They're all used up by the time they get to the NFL, except Mark Ingram. Other than that, you just move. I look at Bryce Love. I look at a lot of dudes, the guys that you saw in the national championship game. Tell me that Kareem Hunt is that much better than ETN is in a couple of years, right? Like, when ETN's available to be drafted, is Hunt that much better than that guy? I don't think so. I don't know. It's just, that's a spot where I wouldn't invite headaches that I don't need. There are just so many other options. 610-632-0975. But I agree that the spot needs to be cleared up. I just don't think that that's the path for it. Pat in Washington Township's next on the Fanatic. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good, man. Hurt a little bit, but...
Yeah, of course.
I just want to touch on a few things. First, I just want to talk a little bit about the game, and then maybe just touch on Hallie in the offseason.
Sure.
Game yesterday, I think really the turning point in that game was clearly two things. One, when we're up 14 and Foles throws that pick, and then two, right after that, when, you know, I was in between on that decline of the penalty on third down,
mm-hmm.
but obviously you have to push them to fourth down and showing how they were hitting third and 16s and third and 20s all.
Yeah, wouldn't have made a difference anyway.
It wouldn't have made a difference anyway, I don't think. But I think you need to be ready for, you know, in the NFL, you're not really getting many punt returns anymore. I mean, we have one of the best in Spoles, but you're not getting many punt returns or touchdowns. I think you just need to line up through the field, stuff the line, and just, you know, put Spoles back there just to fair catch it, because I felt like that was a perfect spot for Sean Payton, who's known to do things like that.
Yep.
Perfect spot, down 14. We have all the momentum. Even though they're all the way backed up at, what, 25, 30-yard line, you still got to be, I think you need to be ready for that. But either way, I mean, the interception when you could have went up three scores, and I'm not trying to kill Foles about it, but.
No, but he threw the interception. Yeah, it was a bad pass.
It was a bad pass. And then that fake punt, and they would drive right down the field, scored, and then, you know, after that, they just had all the momentum. Where I'm torn up here is two things. I'm in between, because I see Doug, and I'm not here to kill Doug, but I see Doug will call great games, and then I'll watch him, and I see him call other games, and I'm like, what is he doing? Like, where are them quick passes across the middle to Ertz and Goddard down the seams? Like, where were all them plays at? I felt like a lot of plays within 3-4 yards out to pick up yards, 3-4 yards to the out of bounds line, like nothing down the middle.
Right.
I just very, very blah. I don't know. I did not like the game plan at all, but I was shocked to see us put up 14 and then stall out the rest of the game and not be able to score.
Yeah, well, Pat, it looked like, thanks for the phone call, Pat, it looked like this was going to be a run-em-out game. You know, where the Eagles would get up like 21-3 or 24-7 or something like that. And the game would never really be in doubt, and you just kind of coast to victory. And it might look close at the end where you know, push it to 10 or 8 points or something like that. It looked like that was the way that it was going to go. That's my problem. My problem is that even if that's what you're expecting, when you get a counterpunch, you can't turtle. And I just got the impression that the Eagles were fighting a fight, and they got hit in the mouth, and then all of a sudden they didn't respond anymore. They were winning the fight, and you got one good shot, and then that was it. Like, that fake punt wasn't devastating. I mean, it was bad. It wasn't devastating, meaning if you give up this fake punt, you're going to lose the game. The 19-play drive was bad, but it wasn't if you give up this 19-play drive, you're going to lose the game. There were so many opportunities to counterpunch and respond, and they just didn't do it. And it's a shame, because it looked like they were going to on the final play there, when they were hustling up and they threw the pass, Jeffrey goes through his hand. That drive looked, I mean, they had him right where they wanted him. As Denny Green would say, we let him off the hook. 610-632-0975, your phone number. If you want to join the conversation, we have wide open phone lines. We're in the middle of an extended segment, 25 minutes commercial free. So you'll have the opportunity to weigh in and get your voice heard right now before the next commercial break. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Let's go to Chris in Williamstown next on The Fanatic. Good evening, Chris.
Joe, you know, now that I've had some time to let this game sink in and really, you know, take it in, like, last year, let's go back to last year, that Super Bowl run, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of guys that were playing at 90-95%. Some were playing at 100%, a la, you know, like Nick Foles and stuff like that. Like, you know, this team was so much more whole. And then you go into this all the past off season, you lose guys like LeGarrette Blount, you lose a guy like Patrick Robinson, like, you know, guys who were key and instrumental to that Super Bowl run. And, you know, I really say to myself, like, you know, should we have not expected a step back? And you know what? Let me take it one step further. This coming off season, you know, we're talking about so many guys, Brandon Graham, who I mentioned to you yesterday. You know, Alshon Jeffrey, is he going to move on? Is he going to stick around? And you know what? You getting with Nick Foles in that situation. Like, there are so many money situations going on this off season that Howie has to manage. And it's like, you have to try to keep the guys that, you know, high ceiling, low reward, you know, even if you're paying them a little bit of money. Like, you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, the guys who stepped up and made big plays all season, sure, like Brandon Graham, like, you want to try to diligently do your homework and make sure you keep the best players you can. And it's like, Jason Peters, I said last night, you know, after the game to you and Stasiak, he needs to go. That's $10 million. How much does that $10 million mean to you as far as signing players and bringing back players? Is that one? Is that two players?
Sure. You know, like, could be huge.
So that's what I'm trying to weigh in this offseason. And you know what? Let's fit that into the Sixers situation, too, because you got Ben Simmons coming up on a contract, possibly, and you got guys like Markelle Fultz, who you think you're going to move on from. Like, you know, the Sixers organization has a lot of, you know, decisions to make contract-wise, where you got to try to bring in another center to back up Joel Embiid. Like, there are so many things that, you know, we really want to know the backstory and what's going on behind the scenes that we never get to see, Joe. And I'd love to be a fly on the wall for every one of them.
Yeah, well, Chris, you're right about it. And not just that, there are problems that we might not even detect. Like, for example, Jason Kelce. If Jason Kelce's season to season on retiring, of course, like, right now, he's going to think, okay, well, I can get right back out there. But after he's sitting back for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, there's no sure thing that he's going to want to get back out there. The Eagles might have holes that we don't even know about yet.
You know, see, you know what, Joe, and I hate to say this, I really do, but, you know, I think at this particular time, this deserves this little bit of attention. If Nick Foles has moved on from, do you have more confidence in Nate Sudfeld, or yes, I am going to say the name for the first time ever, Colin Kaepernick.
Now, for backup quarterback?
As your...
Sorry, Chris, didn't mean to cut you off. It's a good question. I have to believe the team. If they liked Colin Kaepernick more than they like Nate Sudfeld, they would have already brought him in. They talk about how good Nate Sudfeld is. They talk about how great he is in their system and everything else. I have to have faith. I mean, from what I've seen, right, they told me that Nelson Agholor wasn't done. They told me that Craven LeBlanc was going to be good. They told me that they had confidence in Nick Foles. They've just been right in personnel evaluation, right? So it's a weird spot for me to be like, yeah, but I bet you're lying about Nate Sudfeld. You know, they've just earned enough confidence that, to me, it says that we've got to trust them. We've got to trust their better judgment. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. But it's, you know, you evaluate everything this time of year. That's what the coaches will tell you. That's what the players tell you. You're always going to be looking for ways to shore up your team, ways to improve your coaching staff, and ways that you can tweak and change things to give yourself a better chance to get further than you did the previous year. But I want to talk about something else that that Chris said with respect to the regression, right? And the idea that should we have expected this team to take a step back? Well, the short answer is that some of us did. You know, not all of us had, you know, 12 or 13 win projections. But I think that when you look at it, you think that, you know, there's just going to be one or two breaks that went the Eagles' way last year that wouldn't go their way this year. And just, you know, maybe a win here, a win there would be, you know, brought back towards the mean. When you think about it and you look at the way that the season played out, a lot of it was similar to what happened last year. When you consider all of the injuries, when you consider the fact that the play calling issues were questionable early on. The problem is that the team last year was able to respond in a way that this team wasn't until very, very late. I talk about it all the time, and I'm going to have to quit talking about it because we're getting far, far away from this game. But I point to the turning point of last season as the Kansas City Chiefs game, where the Eagles lose to the Chiefs, and Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz and Doug Peterson all address the media, and they say our game plan's got to change. We can't throw the ball 50 times and expect to win. It was an adjustment. It was a coach, unlike his predecessor, Chip Kelly, who just thought that whatever he ran, whatever his system, regardless of what personnel was in there, the plays just work. And if they don't, it's because of execution. It changed. The conversation shifted because Doug Peterson changed. His philosophy shifted. He listened to his players to great effect. They started to steamroll teams after they changed the way that they approached the game. With handling the injuries, there were savvy additions made. There were savvy trades. Now, I can look at this objectively because we've spent some time away from it now. We all said that the Golden Tate trade was worth it after the Chicago game. Now I'm rational. Now I'm emotionless. I can sit back and say, no, Joe, you idiot, who said it on the post-game show. Torty, you don't know what you're talking about. That trade still wasn't worth it. Still wasn't a good trade.
I agree.
It didn't give them the shot in the arm like the Jay Ajayi trade did. And Josh, you might have been alone in terms of everybody saying, oh, yeah, the trade's worth it now. You might have just been sitting back there quietly being like, no, it's still just one catch in a game. You look at that. You look at not having enough depth at offensive line. You look at, I've talked about this before, nobody wants to hear it, the mismanagement of the injured reserve list. All of the things that worked beautifully for the Eagles a season ago, it just didn't come together. Part of it's just dumb luck. Part of it is just the way the ball bounces. Part of it is Rasul Douglas making a killer play in the middle of his best game as a pro, and it bounces to Amari Cooper, and he runs it in for a touchdown. Part of it is Alshon Jeffrey, who's in the middle of another pretty good postseason performance, having the ball go through his hands, past his face, inexplicably, and then into the hands of somebody else. But some of it is self-inflicted. Some of it is under the Eagles' control. Play calling mistakes, personnel deployment mistakes. It all adds up to a failed season. But the failed season was still just one play or two plays away from the NFC Championship game. And that's why the positivity should prevail. That's why you look at this team and you're like, despite everything that went wrong, they were still that close to getting the NFC Championship game. How bad could it possibly be? I've said it before, I'll say it again. The worst good team that I've ever seen was the 15-1 Carolina Panthers. That team stunk, and they won 15 games. Now, Joe, I know that you hate the Joe Flacco Ravens team. That's different. That team wasn't even good, and they won the Super Bowl. Joe Flacco got super hot, did his Foles thing, and when somebody's doing a Foles thing, you can't stop him from doing the Foles thing, and you go all the way to the Super Bowl. That's what happened. That Carolina team, right? That's important. The Carolina team, you knew all along, if they didn't win the Super Bowl, or the moment that things started to go wrong for them, that team would crumble. That team steamrolled everybody all year because Cam Newton was playing out of his mind. The team wasn't that good. What happens? Von Miller puts the fear of God into Cam Newton in the Super Bowl to the point where literally the game is on the ground and Cam Newton won't jump on it. Okay? That's not the Eagles. The Eagles weren't living this razor-thin, charmed life where, like, literally everything broke their way this year, right? A lot of things went against this team and they were still within a whisker of the NFC Championship game. They're not Carolina. They're way closer to being one of the good teams in the NFL. I don't know if they're New England. But they're certainly there with the Rams. They're there with the Chiefs. They're there with the Steelers. They're there with the teams that you expect to be there all the time now. And you've got to credit the coach, quarterback, defense combination. Are there going to be changes? Are there going to be new faces? Yeah, absolutely there are. But I feel really good about where this team is. Despite what I've said over the last couple of days here as I've been bummed out that the season's over, I still feel good about it. By the way, if you can't call in, you can interact with the show on Twitter, at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. And one of the things, too, oh, before I forget, how could I? Josh, you can follow him on Twitter, at Joshua Rabick. Very sophisticated. You had the UA at the end. I mean, I like that. Okay. On Twitter, the reaction so far, the question, which has kind of been, what do you expect or think that the Eagles will do in the offseason? Sign Ryan Fitzpatrick as the backup quarterback. I'm not ready for it. I just got past the Foles cycle, okay? I'm not ready for the Ryan Fitzpatrick cycle. Philly soccer hooligan. I'm not ready. Janik tweets in, or Yannick, I'm sorry, I don't know if the J is supposed to be a Y. Draft the top running back available, trade Foles for peak value. Hard for me to spend a first-round pick on a running back, but for the right guy, I could be convinced. You'd have to absolutely be the right guy. I'm with trading Foles for peak value. I'm sorry, Nick. I know that you'd like to be traded to the best situation for you, but if I'm in charge, I got to do the best thing for the Eagles with respect to, you know, understanding that you're a Super Bowl MVP and everything else. Saves the day tweets in, need a three-down running back. Pat Fitzgerald Sr. I would like them to draft some good secondary players and O-linemen as well. I think they're going to trade Foles and bring in some good free agents, hopefully a third down back. Well, so here's the thing. Darren Sproles has to be done. The Eagles have done this thing. You know how I've said that I don't like it when teams talk? I've said this before. I said it when Brett Brown said the star hunting thing. I thought that was ridiculous. Everybody in the city got worked up into a fervor about it, and I thought it was the stupidest thing that he could have said. And then John Middleton did it again with we're going to spend stupid money on baseball free agents. Darren Sproles told the media today that the Eagles said that it's up to him whether he comes back. That they'd be excited to have him back, but it's up to him.
I would say no.
What are you doing, guys? I'm sorry. I like Darren Sproles. I'm not going to say that he's a Hall of Famer. People said that he's a Hall of Famer. All-purpose yards literally don't mean anything to me. You could be on a terrible team. I'm not saying the Sproles was. You could be on a terrible team that gets scored on constantly and rack up 400 kick return yards a game. That's a really easy way to climb up the all-purpose yards list. I'm not saying that he did that. I'm saying that all-purpose yards, who cares, in terms of the Hall of Fame and everything like that. Having said that, really, really good player. And the fact that he sustained the career as long as he has, given what everybody talks about, his physical stature and everything else like that, is full-on remarkable. But you knew the butt was coming. I'm done. I'm done with nostalgia. I'm done with, oh man, I'm so glad that this guy did this for us. So you get to do this, okay? I'm not the Yankees giving Derek Jeter that extra $100 million contract at the end of his career because of stuff that he already did. I'm not them. I'm not going to do that. I don't need to see Darren Sproles back. Why? He's a third down running back. What's the difference? The difference is that the Chiefs could afford to literally release their top running back and then have their backup guy get hurt and have their third string guy go for 140 yards. That's the difference. Every position on the team is important. That's why you don't throw away roster spots on something stupid. And right now, it would not be intelligent to have Darren Sproles be your change of pace back. At his age, at his injury history, everything. Oh, if he's healthy, you know, he'd be great. You don't think it's coincidence that he's like in his mid-30s and he's a running back and he's hurt all the time? You don't think that that's weird? Played 6 games this year. Missed like all of last year. It's not a coincidence. It's not bad luck. That's what happens when you're in your mid-30s and you're a running back. I'd like to see the entire room revamped. I need to have them sit down with Corey Clement, be like, are you hurt or are you bad? What is it? because I need more out of you than I got this year. Wendell Smallwood cannot be your lead back. I don't think that that's a recipe for success. What I'm saying is that mystery running back A, whoever it is, whether it's healthy Jay Ajayi, which I'm not convinced you're going to get, but some people are, or some rookie in the second or third or fourth round, which, by the way, fits in, oh, you need to draft a first-round running back. Yeah, if you want Barkley or Gurley or whatever, but Kamara works, and Kareem Hunt worked, and James Conner worked, and all these other guys who didn't go in the first round, so I'll take my chances. I'd rather have that guy be the lead back. Smallwood change of pace. Corey Clement playing the James White role with the receiving back. I like that way more than any room that has Darren Sproles involved in it. I'm sorry. I think you need to get more creative at wide receiver. You only draft speed at wide receiver now. You have enough big guys. You have enough possession guys. God willing, this team will start to play more two tight end sets. You don't need big anymore. You need fast. And that's what I'm... There's a guy, I think it's his cousin, Antonio Brown's cousin. His name's Hollywood Brown, which, you know, eye roll for guys who have nicknames in college. Philly Brown, Hollywood Brown. Why is it always Brown? Anyway, super fast dude. Find DeSean Jackson types. Oh, why don't we bring back DeSean Jackson? Because you can draft a DeSean Jackson type who's not 32 or 33 years old or whatever. That's why. Anytime that you have the option, this is going to be my rule for the offseason. Let me know if you agree. Either on Twitter, at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic, or on the phones, 610-632-0975. Free agency. If you can possibly fill the hole in the draft, that's your job. You do that first. Free agency is a last resort when you can't get anything done through trades, you can't get anything done through the draft, and literally you're way too thin, you need to make something happen. That's what you should do. The teams that quote-unquote win the offseason rarely, if ever, win the Super Bowl. Now, there's a chance, by the way, with a caveat here, the Rams could prove me wrong. The fact that the Rams recognize that their window might not be as big as they thought it was, just with the fact that you've got to pay Jared Goff and everything else. The Rams loading up on Ndamukong Suh and Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib and everybody else. The Rams signed everybody. They haven't lost yet. So there's a caveat to all of it, but that should tell you what I think about the Rams' ability to win the Super Bowl this year. I just don't. I think the Eagles' path is pretty clear, and they have enough draft picks and enough good draft picks to do it. Picking up the additional second rounder by trading back for Lamar Jackson was nice. That trading out of that spot and getting a two was nice. That's what I think is going to be the key, to just draft offensive talent. And you're going to need to draft some linemen, by the way. Why wouldn't I draft a first-round running back? Because the first thing to go, especially in this draft where there aren't any, it's so defensive line heavy and so pass rusher heavy, it's ridiculous. Which, by the way, you should dip your toe into that water as well just to give yourself a chance. But offensive line always goes in the first round, especially offensive tackle. I can't even think, I mean... Alejandro Villanueva, right, ended up being a pretty good offensive tackle. It's because the Eagles thought that he was a defensive lineman. That's why he went where he went in the draft, which is to say, didn't. I mean, Jordan Mailata, oh, he could be the future at left tackle. Well, maybe he can, but, I mean, seventh rounder, didn't really get activated this season, things like... You need to get a tackle, and you need to spend a first-round pick. You need to get a running back. You don't need to spend a first-round pick. Pretty simple. And that's the way that I look at it, and that's the way that I break it down. So that is, in a nutshell, my free agency slash trade slash draft Eagles off-season plan. I want to know what yours is. Because it's gotten to the point now, and it's gotten to the time where the discussions that we were having before... I can't believe it because it's only happened in like a 48-hour span. But the discussions that we were having before are irrelevant now. What happens if the team makes it to the Super Bowl? Which quarterback do you want? What, you know, this and that and the other thing. Yeah, all of a sudden, those talks got just snatched out. The rug got pulled out from under us. And now we're sitting here thinking, okay, how do you improve? By the way, I think that there was some success in the failure, right? When you looked at the Eagles' secondary and you looked at them getting gouged against the Saints, I would bet that everybody was thinking, you've got to get Ronald Darby back. You've got to get this guy back. You've got it. And all of a sudden, by the end of the season, you're like, okay, Craven LeBlanc kind of came into his own. Avante Maddox came into his own. Eagles secondary, while still an Achilles heel, might not nearly be the dumpster fire disaster that we feared it might be, right? So that's a positive thing. I'm worried about defensive line depth now because Derek Barnett hasn't blown me away yet. I can't help but notice that Brandon Graham is awfully close to being out the door. Chris Long's awfully close to being out of the NFL. Haloti Ngata, same deal. And Michael Bennett, who knows? A strength is getting close to turning into a weakness. I'm not panicking yet, but there are things that I'm realizing about the team where it's like, okay, these are where we need to spend our time. This is where we should direct our energy, our attention, and our resources. And I think that the Birds are going to be able to do that more clearly now and have more cap space, which is important too if you're going to be making trades and such like that, if they make some tough decisions. And that's the part that stinks. That's why people are like, oh, I wouldn't bring back Ajayi. I wouldn't bring back Mike Wallace. Well, hold on a minute. Those guys might not cost you anything. They might not cost you. They might cost you veterans minimum or a little bit more than that to come back. I'm interested in that way more than I am, say, to pay Le'Veon Bell $18 million to come here and play running back. Just, you know, spitballing, throwing things out there. That seems like it's malpractice. When you can get Jay Ajayi back for $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, whatever. It's going to be $15 million less than whatever you're trying to get for Le'Veon Bell. Your phone number to join the conversation is 610-632-0975. Okay, coming up, I'm going to take more of your phone calls. I'm going to read more of your tweets as well. We're breaking down the Eagles offseason. We talked a little bit about the Flyers game as well. So if there's any Flyers callers out there that are still enjoying the win over Minnesota, feel free to weigh in. But until then, we're going to continue to just ask simple questions. Now that the offseason's here, what do you do? What are the priorities? What should the Eagles pay attention to first? What's the first order of business? I mean, there's a lot to get to. I wish we weren't having this conversation. I wish we weren't talking about it now, but you don't always get to pick this stuff. Here we are. It's the Joe Torti Show, taking you until midnight on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. After an amazing first quarter, the Eagles grind to a halt. The Birds let the Saints back in the game as the defensive secondary melts down. Now, what's up for the offseason? We're talking Eagles on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez wishing you a happy new year from Window Nation, and there's something to be very happy about this new year. It's Window Nation's triple zero sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for a full year until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's triple zero sale is a triple deal. You'll also get $200 off every window, any size, any style. And with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now. And who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for many new years to come. So start this year with Window Nation windows for an inviting, warm, cozy, and comfortable home. But the triple zero sale ends soon. So visit windownation.com today for zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months. On top of that, you'll get $200 off each window with no minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save for new years to come. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or shop windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. The new year is a time to start fresh, and nothing says fresh like that new car smell. Right now, save up to 30% off MSRP on your new vehicle. Choose from Wrangler, Compass Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram Truck during the Owner Appreciation Month sales event at TurnersvilleJeep.com. I was just down there and saw over 1,000 find reliable new and pre-owned 4x4 Jeeps and Ram trucks that could be yours with up to 30% off MSRP. Stop in and meet my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com and see why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude, 4-cylinder, manual transmission, MSRP 25,575. Selling price 30% discount is $17,902 plus taxes and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 131.19.
Warm up your cold winter days with hot deals during Aaron's Winter Warm-Up. Yes, hot deals on living rooms, TVs, and even washers and dryers with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Plus, this hot offer from January 11th to the 15th. Just $1 gets you started leasing to own and then no payments until February 15th. Start with just $1 at participating stores or Aaron's.com and enjoy Aaron's Winter Warm-Up now while the deals are still hot. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than 2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
This is Natalie to tell you about the Bear mattress that has changed my life. The Bear mattress is clinically proven to promote a more restful sleep, aid in quicker muscle recovery, and help you wake up with more energy. With the Bear mattress, I sleep better and recover faster. 10,000 reviews online with a 4.8 out of 5 average rating. Awarded Sports Illustrated's Best Mattress for Athletes. Get your Bear mattress online today at bearmattress.com. That's B-E-A-R mattress.com. Bear mattresses recover from your day every night.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef-style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it TailgateFamily. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Sports Talk for Mayfair and all of Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight this evening. Your phone number to join the conversation right now is 610-632-0975. Weird to be talking about the offseason already. I know I've said that before. I know that stop rubbing it in, but I mean, it is weird. It's bizarre to be talking about the offseason already. Josh, if possible, I want to get to some sound as well from today. There was one cut in particular that I thought was pretty interesting from Doug Peterson today. And Doug was talking about the relationships and next year's roster and what that team might potentially look like. And, I don't want to give anything away. I just think it was interesting the way that Doug mentioned that. So we'll get to that in just a little bit, too. The other thing that I wanted to get into was, where does the team stack up? And we were talking about that a little bit earlier on when we were talking about where the team would be in terms of, like, if they were still playing. If they made it past the Saints, you know, what chances would they have against the Chiefs? What chances would they have against, you know, the Patriots in the Super Bowl? Would they be able to have gotten past the Rams? And, you know, we'll never really know. We're not going to be 100% open and shut closed on this because you never know. The problem is that when you drop a ball, then you're going in and it looks as though your team's going to score and you're going to be able to just, you know, have no problems despite the fact that you've had every single thing, you know, go against you from the first quarter on against the Saints, when you haven't been able to get a stop, when you haven't been able to really progress the way that you wanted to progress over the course of the game, where it looked like this could turn into a rout. Despite all of that, it still looked as though they were going to be able to get it done at the end. It tells me that they're a good team. And I brought that up, and, you know, it's something that you'd look at with the Saints, and you think, oh, okay, well, the Saints are a team that's favored to win the Super Bowl. Okay. Well, the Eagles, by a lot of rights, should have beaten that team. Not saying that they got robbed or anything like that. They didn't play well enough to win, but they stuck with them. There was no problem with it. Now, the other thing, of course, you look at the Rams, Super Bowl contender. Well, it seems like Sean McVay can't beat Doug Peterson. I don't know why it is. I don't know. I think the Rams roster's good. The Eagles always have the Rams number. Here, there, or anywhere, the Eagles take care of business. The Chiefs, good team. I don't know how that matchup goes. Patriots, well, the Eagles have already shown they can take down the Patriots. There were a lot of people that said if they got past this game that they would have made a run. Hard for me to say that that's totally incorrect. But here we go. Now, instead of having that discussion, it's an abrupt turn to where do the Eagles go from here as the offseason rolls on. Open phone lines right now, 610-632-0975. Doug and Del Rand's up next on the Fanatic. Hey, Doug.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. I was just wanted to talk about Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, the
sure.
controversy.
Okay.
I think they should trade Wentz, and I really think they do, because I think they should move on with Foles. You know, he mixes it up. Carson Wentz doesn't mix it up. You know what I mean? He just always throws his Zacher, and they're always doing the same thing with Carson Wentz.
Well, this year he did. I mean, this year, last year he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, he did a little bit, but this year Nick Foles showed that he can always mix it up and always get plays done.
Well, yeah. Well, I think that Nick Foles had, you know, the benefit of full health, right? I think it's hard for Wentz to drive the ball to the outside and hit Alshon Jeffrey and hit Nelson Aguilar down the field when he's dealing with
a
broken
back. Yeah, he never showed that. He never showed that he could do that this season.
Well, yeah, you're right. I think the injury had a ton to do with that.
Yeah, could you imagine if the Eagles could get Kyler Murray, though? That'd be awesome.
Well, I mean, Kyler Murray, you'd have to have assurances that he's never going to go play baseball. I like him a lot. I hadn't seen him a whole lot before the college football playoff. I said, wow, this kid's fast. But I don't know, man. I got a lot of questions about a guy that size.
This would be like back to the Michael Vick days if you got Kyler Murray.
I guess it would be, Doug. Thanks for the phone call, man. So, what? We're going back to the Mike Vick days? We're going back to the Nick Foles days? We don't deserve Carson Wentz, people. We really don't. If I were a jerk, Josh, I'd be taking inventory of everybody. And I'd be like, these people are not allowed back on the Carson Wentz bandwagon when Wentz throws for 35 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in a season. They're just not allowed back. Oh, okay, you got him? Okay. All right, Josh is taking care of business. Always having me backed up. Okay, here's where we go. Doug Peterson talking today. Dug that up in record time. Where he was talking about, you know, the relationships on the team and also what the team's going to look like next year. This is what he said.
It's tough because these guys, you build a relationship with these guys, you spend so much time together, and your roster, every year your roster is going to change. I mean, that's just the way it is. There's people are going to come, people are going to go, and obviously we'll talk more about it, you know, in the next few days. But when you build a relationship like that and you know these guys personally, makes it that much harder. Well, and that's the thing is, you know, we've won a Super Bowl with these guys, we'll see where we go at the end.
And that's the truth. The difference between last year and this year is that there were a couple of guys who were gone. LeGarrette Blount is the most noteworthy of the guys who were gone. And to be fair, I think that his absence was felt. I think that it made a big difference. But I don't know. I mean, I look at everybody else. It seemed like who else was gone? Vinnie Curry, Bo Allen, replaced by the likes of Michael Bennett, Haloti Ngata. I mean, anybody would have. I know that some people called in and said that they didn't want to see Bo Allen traded. So I don't want to shortchange the people or to see Bo Allen move on, rather. I don't want to shortchange those people because I believe me, I remember you called in, said that you didn't want to see Bo Allen. When he got away, it made you mad. But a lot of people looked at it and think, all right, well, Haloti Ngata's probably got a lot left in the tank, or at least something left in the tank. I don't think anybody's complaining about Michael Bennett's production versus Vinnie Curry's production. I think that by the end of the season, that worked out. Defense should have been better. I'm sorry, I don't believe that Patrick Robinson was that much better than everybody. I just don't. I can't believe that Patrick Robinson was that much better. Now, I will say, though, that on paper was wrong. I don't know that Sidney Jones can play. I fully expected to know that Sidney Jones could play by the end of this season, and I still don't. And it's not good, and I know that this is his first real season, but it's not good entering your third year in the NFL as a corner not knowing whether the guy can play. That doesn't bode well for you regardless of your draft position. I like Avante Maddox a lot more than I thought I would. You know, I watched him play at Pitt, thought he was a nice, aggressive player. Took it to another level in the NFL. Cravon LeBlanc, I think, played his way into a roster spot in terms of, like, being in the rotation. I think that you're going to see Cravon LeBlanc in spots that you didn't necessarily think you would before. But there's a lot to work out here. There's Rodney McLeod that's coming back at safety. Jaylen Mills is going to be back at corner. They got to work this out. They got to figure out who's going to go where and which slots are going to get filled. Defensive line, offensive line, this is going to be an offseason of turnover and upheaval. And like I said, I don't think that it's going to be the worst thing in the world because you've got Doug Peterson, you've got your quarterback situation sorted out. You've got a lot of core guys locked up. Lane Johnson's locked up. Alshon Jeffrey's locked up. There are going to be certain areas where it works. Zach Ertz is locked up. There are going to be certain positions where it's going to make it easy for other players to kind of integrate. But make no mistake, there is going to be a difference. And the team's going to look a lot. 2018's team versus 2017's team looked more similar than 2019's team is going to look to 2018's team. That's just the way it is. And you heard it in Doug Peterson's voice right there. And I thought it was interesting because he sounded kind of mellow and somber about it. And you can tell he was, you know, in the back of his mind looking back wistfully at what happened last year and enjoying the memories of those guys. And then understanding that, hey, it's a business, you move on. Some people come in, some people go out, and you're never going to get the same locker room twice. At Joey Iliano 22 tweets in, D-line could be totally different next year. Defensive backfield and linebackers, essentially entire D can be turned over. O-line will be a concern next year. Got to get younger. Yeah. So when you put it that way, the Eagles do have a lot of work to do. And not just looking at free agents and not just looking at draft picks. I just wonder if they're going to be able to fill all of their needs quickly, easily, and efficiently in the draft. Like I said, that should be the first option, but I don't know if that's going to be the only or the cure-all for this whole thing. Your phone number to join the conversation right now is 610-632-0975. Okay, coming up, it's the final segment, so we do have your phone calls. Plus, one more thing. I found a good one. I found a good one more thing for today. I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. Until then, it is Joe Torti taking you up until midnight. Once again, 610-632-0975. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5. The Fanatic at Joshua Rabick for my producer, Josh Rabick, who's doing a tremendous job. You guys are used to that already. Final segment coming your way next. It is the Joe Torti Show on The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5. The Fanatic. The defense of the Super Bowl title has come up short as the Eagles lose in New Orleans to the Saints in heartbreak fashion. The wild ride has ended. We're talking Eagles. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah, zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice, zero down or from $12,990, and that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach, tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach!
I drive Barbera, now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit, just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera, now it's your turn.
Hello!
It's Barbera's first sale of the year.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rental home. Auto with Bird. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. All right, that sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for Season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment, and we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old-school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face, even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super-duper real? GEICO local offices. A GEICO local agent could tailor-fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because GEICO local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A GEICO local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain. I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all of this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
97.5 The Fanatics, Barzetta and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. Brought to you by Armor Metals, Steven Singer Jewelers, and Harris Philadelphia. Full contact sports betting is coming to Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at The Book. Bet, party, win, repeat. Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Come in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti, 97.5, The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight. Phone calls, one more thing. It's a good one. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. We're talking Eagles offseason. What do you need to do? Where you need to go? Who you need to identify? And what positions do you highlight as areas that need to be shored up? Not necessarily even just weaknesses this year, but just looking ahead and projecting. The team's going to be very different. Obviously, a significant number of free agents. Everybody's a year older. Got to look and replenish the cupboards a little bit if you're Howie Roseman. He's got his work cut out for him. Let's go to Lou in California next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Lou?
Hey, how's it going? So my methodology would be three parts. So first I'm going to reflect, then I'm going to sort out the quarterback situation, then I'm going to go to the draft. So first, reflect. Team did a really nice job of coming through in the end. Coaching is credible, even though they had their ups and downs. And we're primed to make another Super Bowl run in 2019. So with that in mind, sort out the quarterbacks. I don't give Wentz the huge contract this year. Make him prove it one more year. Unless, and all this Foles talk, unless he gets some sort of hometown discount, which he might do because he loves it here and we love him, of like, you know, $15 million a year, I'm moving on. I have to.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of out the door, Lou, because he said after the game, and he said again, he wants to be the leader of a team and he wants to be a starter. He knows that's not going to happen here.
Exactly. So odds are he's gone. So then I move to the draft, and I'm taking O-line, defensive line, and running back. And I don't necessarily know which one's first, but those three first in the first and second rounds. And we got the team. I know Wentz will be hungry. We got guys. I'd bring back Peters if he could for one more year.
Sure.
It's going to be tough. And definitely if there's a way to work out Brandon Graham, I'm keeping those two guys. Because, again, you still got Wentz on that rookie contract and going after it this year. That's what I'd do.
Well, it makes sense to me. And Lou, thanks for the phone call. Sorry you got a lot of noise in the background. But it makes sense to me that you continue to stay aggressive. You try to push and you try to make sure that your team is going to be competitive immediately. You try to make sure that your team is going to continue to push towards that Super Bowl. And you're not going to look at it and say, this is going to be, you know, just a rebuild year. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Bryant in Philly next on The Fanatic. Hey, Bryant.
Hey, how's your night going?
Going great. Thank you very much.
So I know you're asking everybody to give you a pick, but I wanted to ask you, what moves would you make if you were the GM this offseason? What free agent would you go after? What draft picks would you make?
Sure. Well, I have the Eagles, and this might be wrong, but according to everything that I've seen, the Eagles are picking 25th. So that means that you're likely not going to get any of the premier pass rushers or anything like that. So I'm looking at best available of either offensive tackle or defensive line when I'm at that spot. I think the Eagles' benefit in the trenches have shown themselves over the last couple of years. I think that's where they need to go in terms of the first-round draft choice. And then second and third, it's so tough to predict the way that other teams are going to pick and which players are going to go and everything else. So I'll kind of leave it the first round there. And then for me, I'm kind of staying at home when it comes to free agents. Like I said, I think that it'd be useful to pick up Mike Wallace on a small deal, Jay Ajayi on a small deal. You know, depending on whether the money's right, maybe Ronald Darby on a small deal if he's coming off of that injury. But I'm not breaking the bank for any free agents outside of the organization.
Oh, and I was just about to ask you about Le'Veon Bell. Would that be too much for, like, too much of a reach for the Eagles? Can they afford it?
I think so.
I
think that, you know, if he's talking about $18 million, like, that's just not good financial sense to pay for any running back. It's just really not.
Oh, and do you think Kareem Hunt is going to find a home eventually?
It's a great question because, you know, the truth is that Ray Rice didn't find a home because he was washed up and he was done. This is going to be the big test to see if teams are really, you know, going to put their money where their mouth is. If it's like, oh, we don't condone this kind of stuff and this has no place in our league. But then again, you know, Reuben Foster, who's been in trouble constantly all the time, has a job with Washington. So we'll see. That's a great question. He's young enough where he's got a chance.
And one more if I had the time.
Yeah, let it rip.
If the asking price is pretty decent, how about Shady?
I don't need an older running back, Brian. Thanks for the phone call, man. That's kind of my point here. And, you know, you ask about all these guys. My point is that there's always another running back. I hope that I'm never in a room with one of these guys and they're just yelling at me because I'll have to be honest with them. Look, you're an incredibly talented guy. There are a lot of people that are incredibly talented that do the same things. That's what it is. If I'm in the NFL, I've got a hard salary cap. I've got to get it done with the lowest common denominator. I've got to find the cheapest thing that's going to get the job done the same way. If you're Le'Veon Bell, what leverage do you have when James Conner, when he's healthy, is leading the NFL in rushing? And then when Conner goes out, that other dude, Jaylen Samuels, that they had, that like H-back out of NC State, has 140 yards rushing. Like what leverage can you possibly have? You trying to tell me that CJ Anderson's a baller and he had 130 yards rushing for the Rams? Don't get me wrong, I love it. Anytime a guy's like 5'8" and 230 pounds listed, he said that he blew past 245. That's way in the rearview mirror. He's like approaching Mike Tolbert status, okay? I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. People were like, this is the return of the running back. All right. I like Gurley and Saquon as much as the other guys and Zeke and everybody else. I'll get it done with somebody else. I'll get it done with Alvin Kamara. I'll get it done with any of those other guys. Okay, here we go. Time for one more thing. Josh, quick question. Are you a pets guy? Are you someone who has or does own pets?
Yeah, I actually have a golden retriever that's turned 14 this month.
Okay, all right, awesome. I had a golden retriever as well that was 14 years old too. So we have a bonding experience I didn't know. What's the craziest thing you've ever done for your pet? Is there anything that's unusual? Any food requests? Any, you know, accommodations? Anything like that that went out of the ordinary?
Actually, right now we're buying her a doggy cake for her 14th birthday.
Perfect. There you go. That's something where people would look at you sideways and be like, you're getting your dog a cake for her 14th birthday. And you're like, listen, okay, you make it 14 years and you're a dog, you deserve a cake. That's the way that it goes. Plus, golden retrievers are objectively the best dogs on the planet, and I don't want to hear otherwise. Now, what you did is so sane compared to tonight's one more thing. A Silicon Valley dude rents an apartment. Let me give that to you again. Think about what it costs to rent an apartment in the Silicon Valley. Rents a Silicon Valley studio apartment, $1,500 a month, which is way below market value until you consider the fact that it doesn't have a kitchen in it. Doesn't need to have a kitchen because it's only for cats. He has a studio apartment for his daughter's two cats while she's away at college. I guess he doesn't want to keep them. She's not around. and the two cats literally just live there in the apartment for $1,500 a month. So many things to get into, and I've got about 10 seconds to do it. One, where in Silicon Valley do you find $1,500 for an apartment? Two, why don't you keep them at your house? Three, how does everybody on the street in Silicon Valley who can't find a house feel knowing that there's a $1,500 apartment and there are two cats living inside it? That's been tonight's One More Thing. Had to get it done very quickly because I want to get you guys out on time. Thank you very much to everybody who called and tweeted in. My co-host for the evening, Josh Rabick, did a tremendous job producing both halves of this show. This is Joe Torti saying so long. I'll talk to you next time on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.